nurse him up again and pat him nicely, wash him. The old man went to bed, went to sleep. The next morning, he was okay. You know, he got well, and a few days later, he got well. So the young lady says, he says to his father, I wish you could stop playing those games because you nearly kill yourself so many times. So the old man didn't say anything. So he failed. So he failed many times. At least 7 more times he failed. He tries everything, nothing works. So finally the young man decided, well, I can't do this forever. You know, I should finish him off somehow. He knew he can beat him. So anyway, that spring he created a nice canoe, very beautiful canoe. Make it so beautiful. And the old man looked at him once and he says, touch it, this is a very beautiful canoe. And then finally the young man finished the canoe, totally beautiful. And the old man could not resist, and he says, talk to his daughter, and he says, can I borrow his canoe? I'd like to try his canoe. So the young lady says to her husband, my father wants to borrow your canoe. The young man says, I haven't even tried myself. Well, he said, sure, he can use it. This was about the month of July. There was a great water there. There was a big lake, whatever this was. You can't see it on the other side. So anyway, the old man was so happy to borrow the canoe. So he took it down to the river, took a paddle also. And the young man says, no, no. You don't need the paddle. All you need is just hit it. It's going to go. Hit it harder, it's going to go faster. And hit higher, it's going to wheel, skim on top of the water. And you hit it on the left side, it's going to turn this way. Hit it on this side, it's going to turn this way. That's how you steer. So the old man says, oh, this is truly my canoe, he says. So he get on the canoe and tap it a little bit, then it goes. He go out there. But the young man says, you should not fool around with it. You know, don't try it, don't. Because it may not obey you. I said, no, no. Off he goes. And he hit it harder when he goes out into the water. Soon the land behind began to disappear. He was out there in very deep water. When he was there, he was really enjoying himself, just laying there on the canoe. However, so fast. And as he was looking there, then he saw a storm coming behind him. Very, very puff of cloud, really thundering storm. So he decided, I'm going to get home. I can get home anytime, you know, I can outrun this storm. So he decided when it comes close, he decided to turn around. Yes, it turned around. It turned around not to where he wants to go, but right against that storm. And the storm comes so badly, you can see the water just flying up in front and all that. And he tried to turn it this way so it would turn away. But every time when he hits, just goes straight ahead and hit it harder, it goes faster into the storm. And soon it engulfed him, the big storm that was more like a twister. And there he was, screaming away. And there ends the women's horse. That's the end of it. And ever since then, that's why you see this buck called Wimasaurus. The buck that crawls from on the lake or the bottom of the lake has the arm and a long tail. That's the one we call Wimasaurus. It's underwater buck. There's actually a buck that called Wimasaurus. And that was him. It has turned into that buck. Then he was truly beaten. From his son-in-law. So that's the end of the story. That's the women's show story. But it's about 10 times they play this game where he wants to kill his son-in-law, but never kill him. So that's the end of the women's show. But the young man, he went back home. He didn't go home, he stayed home. But they know his father had died, this lady. He knows this, she knows. Now his father never returned. So one day the young man says to his wife, I shall now return where I came from.